I really hear God speaking to me through music. So, I mean, mostly I listen to Christian music, but even just other songs, I'm always seeing God in the lyrics. Like, I was listening to the Phantom of the Opera the other day, and it was, or not the other day, it was a couple years ago, but it was like, All I Ask of You. And I was like, oh, this song is Jesus singing to me. It was like, no more talk of darkness, forget these wide-eyed fears. And like, I'm here, I will lead you, and all this stuff. And I was like, wow. So, but even like yesterday, I was all about casting crowns and listening to Praise You in the Storm. Mm-hmm. And oh, that was definitely what I needed to hear. Oh, I have another story about that song, because one of the lines in it is a verse that's like, I raise my eyes up to the hills. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, maker of heaven and earth. And so I live near the mountains, the Rocky Mountains, and they're usually just on the horizon. But, and so when I think of that verse, I lift my eyes up to the hills and I think of God. But one day I was down in the dumps and I lifted my eyes up and the mountains weren't there. It was really cloudy. But then God was like, exactly. Like, sometimes you lift your eyes up and you're not seeing my face at that exact moment. That doesn't mean that I'm not right there where I've always been, you know, behind the clouds.
Wow, that's really powerful. Weren't you saying something in our group the other day about lifting our eyes to...
Yeah, the Most High.
Yes, that's right. The name of God, that who is the Most High, you know, looking down is like just kind of looking at ourselves, or else you're looking around as, you know, looking for earthly answers, but then we're looking up to God. And that's where...
Yeah, it's not a natural posture that you normally take, right?
It's true. If we don't walk around going like this, we're more likely to walk around going like this, right?
Yeah, I mean, sometimes you do have to bow down and, you know, humble yourself. But just looking up is like, empowering.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it really is. Very cool. So if you would say anything to encourage women in a similar stage of life, maybe the women in Hope, Grow, and Faith, or anybody else, what would you want to tell them?
I got an encouraging verse for everybody, because this is another verse that's really helped me a lot. It's Galatians 6, verse 9. Let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time we will reap a harvest if we do not give up. Because there are times where I just get overwhelmed and I'm tempted to give up, because I feel like I've been in a long season of being vastly unappreciated. Hmm. And I'm wondering, like, why do I keep, you know, doing the right thing when nobody seems to see or care? But then I remember that, you know, God sees and God cares. And now I'm starting to see the seeds that I'm sowing start to sprout up in unexpected ways. And that always gives me the motivation to keep going. Like, we will reap a harvest if we do not give up.
Mm-hmm. Can you read that verse again? I want to hear it again.
Okay. Let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time, we will reap a harvest if we do not give up.
Mm. Amen. That was like a whole sermon in like one sentence, hey? So good. Do not become weary, yes. It's like, you know, when you just...
Weary is like my word of the season. It's like, I am weary, but I do not have... Even if I'm weary, I do not have to be weary of doing good.
Hmm. That's right.
And then, you know, yeah, because God, I don't have this verse written down, but you know the one where it's like, you rise on wings of eagles, mm-hmm. and run and not grow faint, that one. It's for real. Like, I don't know how people keep going without, you know, the power of the Holy Spirit. Like, I have some friends who are atheists, and I just like, I don't even know how you do it, because there's no way that I could have gotten through some of these tough seasons if I didn't have the faith that I have.
Right. I remember telling somebody once, like, some people say faith is a crutch. God is like my wheelchair. he's not just a crutch. He's a whole thing, like, holding me up.
Oh, I saw these gorgeous photos the other day. Somebody took, there's lots of baby goslings right now. And then we had a rainstorm, and somebody took some photos down by the river of this mother goose with all her little goslings hiding under her wings. And I was like, that's God! He's got me!
Yeah, because there's that verse in, I think it's in Isaiah, where it says that he will, like, shelter you under his wings.
Yeah, I couldn't believe how many little goslings she fit under there too. Like, it was a lot.
There's a story in there too, I'm sure. So many, yeah. Like, it's not like God has limited space to shelter us, right?
But when we start looking for him, if you just start looking for him, I started doing this journaling process where it's just like, where did I see God today? And the more you look, like, the easier it is to find. He's everywhere. His hand is in everything.
Mm-hmm. I like that. Do you just do that every evening?
Ideally.
That's the goal.
I do not do it every evening, but I would like to do it every evening. Sometimes I see my journal there and I'm like, oh, I'm going to do crossword puzzles instead. Or something, you know, sorry, God. But it's really peace. It really actually helps me sleep. I think I sleep better those nights when I do it, because it really just brings that peace before I go to bed.